Welcome to the Dreamcast Podcast. My name is Daniel Bozinski, and my goal is to help you find purpose and become the greatest version of yourself. Every week, our promise is to deliver one-of-a-kind stories of individuals who are pioneering purpose in their life. These are people I personally would have loved to have as mentors and leaders in my life in the past, and now they're right here at our fingertips. The Dreamcast guests are willing to be authentic, genuine, and human about their struggles and success. To me, purpose is priceless, and if you're looking to make an investment into your life yourself, I believe you've come to the right place. Thanks for tuning in. Now let's get started. Well, welcome back to the Dreamcast Podcast. So excited and honored always to have every listener tuning in here. I love getting these messages throughout the week that people are hearing the podcast. It's inspiring them. It's challenging them. It's giving them useful information to excel in life and in business and in the relationships. And this is a very special podcast, specifically because I'm your host, Daniel Bozinski, for the podcast Dreamcast. But today, I'm going to kind of give you an overview of where we're going and what's going to be happening, as this is going to be a season podcast ender. And so this is season two of the Dreamcast podcast. We've done 67 episodes over two seasons, and we're here to take another season break. But to end the season, I wanted to put together something a little bit more personal where I could just share what we've been up to, what we've been doing, the successes of what we're doing, a little bit of information about myself, some of the stuff that we've launched, the projects that we're busy with, and really some of the organizations that we're running and seeing successes with, and what's next, right? A lot of people are asking a lot of questions, and so I want to give you answer to these questions and really ultimately invite you into our story, into my story at a deeper level. I think that information is powerful. And I want to give you guys all the information ever. So first, if you've ever tuned into any of our episodes, I just want to say thank you. If you've shared our podcast, if the podcast has meant something to you and you've given us feedback, if you've given us just remarks on how we can make it better, I just got to tell you thank you. This has been one of the most difficult seasons of my personal life and as for our company as well, and yet the most rewarding. I mean, we have grown more than we've ever grown. We've become more than we've ever thought that we could become, and it's really thanks to those that have supported us, those that have loved us, those that have come on the podcast, those that have listened, and many other attributes and different elements of people that have engaged with what we've created. So thank you for being a part of the community. And what I'm going to do is answer some questions by starting with a question that I often get asked. And we'll have a few of these questions, and then we'll end with a really positive note here, and we'll share some of the other great things that are happening. But first, a lot of people say, you know, tell us a little bit about why you started the Dreamcast, Daniel, and what you've learned from it. And so I'm going to give you five different things with that. But specifically, I just want to say that starting the Dreamcast was such a fluke. I mean, we had no idea what we were doing. We had put more energy than any could imagine into every podcast. And really, it was such an experience because we started interviewing some significantly successful people with referral only. And we started getting them to say yes. These had been people that had been worth $100 million, $500 million, a billion, or if they weren't a net worth increase capacity, they're people of social influence, people that had ran for the president of the United States, people that had started Wikipedia or great companies like that that have benefited all of humanity and things that we all interact with every day. And so for me, I started the podcast because I wanted to begin to interact with people that had really come to a place of success or significance and really get into the nitty-gritty of their lives and understanding in a functional standpoint, how did they find the success that they found in their life? What were the metrics? What were the people that they had built relationships with? How did they have their daily habits? How did they wake up? Who are the people that they employed? How did they build their team? And so the reason I started the podcast was I was just simply curious to how people did this. It was an anomaly for me that all these successful people had created these amazing companies or whatever they had created. And I just wanted to know how they did it. And ultimately, the other idea behind it was I wanted to create something that was meaningful for others to engage with. You know, I think often in our lives, we can take. And not that my life was like that at all, but I just continue to think, how can we give? How can we create things for social media that people want to see, people want to engage with, something that is meaningful, that enhances their life? And so that's kind of why we started the Dreamcast podcast. And the things that I've learned from it, oh my gosh. Okay, so let's start with a few of these things. First is be relentless. I learned that from the individuals I had interviewed, that success doesn't just come to anyone. And when I say success, we talk about success as significance, as happiness, as meaningful. And it was just be relentless. You're not going to find joy and happiness in life if you're just kind of waiting for something good to happen to you. All of these people had been relentless to their dream and to their passion and to their purpose in life. And often, you know, the world or people in our close influential circles, which we might have to transition them out, are telling us to slow down or to not be so tenacious or to not be so passionate or to really not be so relentless. But when we are not relentless, someone else is going to be more relentless than us, and we are going to miss out on the opportunity that's right in front of us. And it's those that are relentless that actually win the prize in the end. Another thing that I learned is doing something is better than doing nothing or doing less than the thing you feel you're supposed to do. So if you're doing something, it is far greater than just waiting around and actually just continuing to build ideas. Do one of your ideas. Did you hear me there? Do one of your ideas. What I've realized is that the podcast that I created, it wasn't necessarily everything I wanted, but it was everything that I should have done. If I wouldn't have done this Dreamcast podcast, I would have missed out on so much personal, mental, spiritual, relational growth and just ability to expand myself. Doing something is better than doing nothing or less than what you're supposed to do. You've got to do what you feel like you're supposed to do in your heart. I don't care what the idea is. I don't care if you make money on it, don't make money on it. I don't care if it's a project that increases your influence, your affluence, your ability to help people. Do something. Don't just do nothing, because in the process of doing something for me, the Dreamcast podcast has opened up a world of my life that I had never entertained before that really accompanies my greatest passions, my gifts, and it's really in this area of business. And so do something. Do something. The third thing I'd say is listen to the crowd. A lot of people say, don't listen to the crowd. Don't listen to what people have to say. I say listen to the crowd, but don't necessarily do what they say to do. You know, I think that one thing that I really try to position my life for, and it's a very difficult path, is to listen to people. And it doesn't matter if you're someone who matters to me or doesn't matter to me, and whatever that means, I want to listen to your opinion. I mean, send me an email, send me a note. I've been able to realize that people and what they say matters, and you got to really reflect if that person's opinion can help enhance what you're doing, or something that you just have to kind of put there on the back burner and be like, okay, it's one of those, and you just don't listen to it, and you just continue to go forward. You know, I've had a lot of people tell me, oh, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do this, and everything in my mind and my heart and on paper with the numbers from the fulfillment we were having in life to the impact that we were having was saying, go do it, do it, do it. And so even listening to people say, don't do it, can be an encouraging reality that you know, that you're supposed to do it. I think the greatest thing you can do is listen to people, because if they say, don't do it, and you don't do it because they said it, then you didn't have a conviction about what you were doing. But if someone says, don't do it, and even with their opinion, you reflect on it and you still do it, that means that you have a massive conviction about the activities and actions that you're taking in your life. You've got to listen to the crowd, because it'll reveal what you believe about yourself, what you believe about what they think, what you believe about the current reality and truth that they're speaking into. It will drive your conviction to action, and you will either stop doing what you're doing out of the conviction that they were correct, or that that they weren't correct and you just didn't have a belief that you were doing something that was influential, that was meaningful and mattered in your life, or you're going to continue to be relentless. Okay, number four, be disruptive. You know, I think that we're often caught in the cycle of our habits and the things that we have done in the past and the things that have worked in the past. But I think the number four for me was be disruptive, work hard, give your all, and focus your energy on the most positive things. You know, focusing in on the negative things in life, no one means to do that. It just kind of happens. Life kind of happens. And people kind of happen. People come into your life that are not necessarily bringing you up. And what I've realized is focus your energy on those positive things and people. The negative people, transition them fast, not slow. If there's anything or anyone that is negative in your life, you've got to transition them out, man. Like, you got to do it fast. Don't do the slow pull band-aid. Do it fast. Because what I've realized is you have to protect you. You've got to most protect the person that matters most in your life, and that's first you. You've got to honor that, and you've got to serve that. And in doing that, the people that matter second, third, fourth, and fifth will actually be taken care of in that process. So let me go back to the be disruptive, work hard, and give your all. You know, I think that when we get stuck in the grind of doing the same thing over and 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 over again, we continue to see the same results. If we don't change what we're doing, we're going to continue to get what we got. And so for me, what I realized is that the Dreamcast was a change of pace for me. I slowed down. I listened to people's opinions. I got to learn how to interview. I got to stretch myself in areas that I necessarily didn't like to or want to. I was putting out content that was going to be timelessly out there for a really long time. I mean, be disruptive in your life. That might be as simple as writing goals or going and working out, or it might not be changing your job or doing something massively different like that. I'm not telling you to do that at all, but I'm saying be disruptive to the normal process of your work. Maybe it's being disruptive in your current workplace and the activities that you're doing so that you can actually create a greater level of productivity for your boss, for your employer, for the company you work for the customers you're serving. You know, in this generation, we are, this is kind of funny. I don't think it's just my generation, the millennial generation. I think that it's this day and age that has bred this through technology and innovation, but we are obsessed with change. I mean, come on, everybody listening to this right now, we need change all the time, every day. We are wanting change more than we've ever wanted change before. And I think that change can be really good. It can also be really negative. I've seen people change their lives based off the sheer emotion that they felt personally, that they need to change. And ultimately, I've seen this happen, 20, 30 times. Ultimately, they go and change something that was really good for them. And so I think that we have to be disruptive. We have to work hard. We have to give our all. But also, we have to think the grass isn't always greener on the other side, right? And so sometimes you have to go chew on that grass. Sometimes you have to go see that. But ultimately, make decisions that are disruptive to the normal process of your life, not just what's happening in your life, but how you think about your life. That's what I mean by that. And so number five, let me give you the last one here, and then we'll go to some of these other questions. Build the life and company and vision you feel in your heart, not the one that others expect or feel for you. So let me say that one again. Build the life, company, and vision you feel in your heart, not the one others expect or feel for or from you. And so it's not easy, and it's not a cliche to say that we often live through other people's experiences or expectations of us. You know, it's hard to live past and beyond the expectations people have for us, but we have to build the life, the company, the true vision for our life that we want. And the only way to do that is to actually begin to build out the things that you want to see in your life, the people that you want to have in your life. And when you do that, I really believe with all of my heart, you're going to start having a different life experience. And so these are the things that I've learned from the podcast. If I had to summarize some of my other thoughts, and I'll kind of tell you a little bit more of the story in a few minutes here, I'd say that don't be afraid to try new things. Don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to be different. Don't be afraid to go against the grain. Don't be afraid for people to talk about you, whether positive or negative, because the podcast has really taught me how to just be me, how to just have fun and talking with other people, how to grow myself. I mean, I've said it a million times, the Dreamcast podcast has changed my life more than any other single thing or person because of the culmination of all the people on there, the feedback that I got from it, the meditation time that I've had after, the emotional experience of great leaders confronting areas of your life. When you look into the mirror and hear what they're saying and say, wow, that is not how I'm living my life. And so I really hope that if this is the only podcast that you're listening to right now and you've not heard the other podcasts, the Dreamcast episodes, tune into them. Go find your favorite. Go share them with your friends and family because I believe that if you make the investment of just the small hours, 67 episodes, it's less than probably 50 hours with the podcasts. It's taken us hundreds and if not even thousands of hours to produce this podcast. And I think it would just completely revolutionize your life. And just another thought is that podcast might not always be up there. We might not always have the Dreamcast podcast for free. And so I say consume as much of it as you can for as long as you can. And those are my thoughts there. So another question people say is kind of they ask me, hey, Daniel, tell me a little bit of your story and how you got to where you are today. And so I'd like to kind of start really quick and share this really briefly is going back to college. You know, I was in college. I was studying my accounting degree. My brother got his accounting degree. My dad graduated from OU. My sister graduated from OU. My other sister graduated from OU. My brother graduated from OU. And so I kind of went down the same path, Oakland University here, a community school in Michigan. And started with my accounting degree. And I thought that I, you know, wanted to make a ton of money and then go into sales like my brother, which are all amazing things and incredible aspirations. And sometimes I look back and I think retrospectively, we all think this way, man, I wish I would have done that. It would have been interesting to see what that would be like. But I started in a nonprofit organization my junior year of college called Compassionate Touch. And we started traveling the world and bringing teams around the world. And, you know, we were having a blast, man. We had done everything over this last 7 years. Quite frankly, we've kind of done anything and everything under the sun. We've done medical clinics, dental clinics. We've done citywide outreaches where we gathered cities for night events, day events. We've gone to kindergarten schools, first, second, third, fourth grade, middle schools, high schools, colleges, community colleges, and done speaking engagements on leadership and personal development and spirituality. And we had done pastors' conferences, leadership conferences, political conferences, business conferences, built fresh water wells. We had built schools. Oh, my gosh. Like, I could go on and on and on. It's crazy how much we had done. And I'm literally not kidding you. I could tell you 50 more activities that we had done through our trips and through our international interaction of changing lives and impacting lives and helping people create the life that they desire to live and lead. But in regards to all of that, you know, primarily our organization was a religious-based organization, Christian-based, which is my background and my upbringing. And we had done some incredible things. And what I had come to realize is that my greatest passion was really helping people create the breakthrough that had happened in my life. You know, I made a life-defining decision in high school that I would really pursue to be my best. And there's a lot to that that we could talk about. But now that's really where we're honing in. For a long time, we didn't really have a true vision or market or customer basis, if you would call it that, of like, hey, this is exactly who we serve. And now through Compassionate Touch, all we're doing is focusing on middle school and high school students to create meaningful learning experiences that help them become purposefully successful. And so through the organization, nonprofit Compassionate Touch, that's what we're doing now is we're going into domestic and international high schools. This year, we had gone into Dominican Republic a few times and had thousands of students go through our purpose workbook. And so, you know, that's my story. I'd gotten married to Elizabeth Budzinski. We have two little girls right now, Everly and Ivy. And we just continue to build and we continue to be faithful with what we've been given and what's been put in our hands. And we just continue to really be humbled by the love and the community that has come around us. And as that's redefined itself through new people and the new activities that we're doing, we continue to mature ourselves and realize the great vision that we've been given. And so right now, people ask me, you know, what are you working on? And so what are the most important things that you're doing currently? And so a few things. Right now, I'm working out a project that's a national education transformation project. And that's kind of like, a lot of big words there. So What does that mean? Well, we're actually building out what would it look like to go into cities and nations and work with the government to provide them an education curriculum for the high school, middle school students that would create a better society, that would create a more affluent society where people would be hardworking leaders of themselves and the economy would be stimulated and people would have better families and people would be contributors and people would be awesome citizens. And so we've created a bunch of resources and we're beginning to actually do meetings with some significant leaders of society internationally and talking to them about buying in and adopting our program. And so that's one of the most meaningful things in my life because Compassionate Touch, I've always felt, is supposed to have national influence. And so that's one of them. The other one is actually local influence. And so I live right here in Detroit, Michigan. And man, like I am more honored than ever that we're working in multiple public school systems, middle school and high school, with our online curriculum. And so I want to continue to push that through my for-profit where we get hundreds and even tens of thousands and even millions of students to go through this curriculum and have their life be changed. And so those are the two major meaningful things that I'm working on. Okay, question number four, what are some of the latest things that you've launched or created? Well, I'll tell you about three of them specifically. The first one is the Purpose Workbook. If you haven't picked this Purpose Workbook up yet, it is incredible. It's all about creating a life plan, knowing your purpose, unlocking your limitless potential. A lot of people talk about these things, but they're more of these like mystical, abstract, weird, almost semi-spiritual or opaque ideas. And, you know, people don't know how to distill that and make it very practical. And so we created this Purpose Workbook to help people become a better version of themselves practically one step at a time. We distilled the information from hundreds of thought leaders that we had interviewed or interacted with over the years and put it into a 12-chapter workbook where you actually are engaged every single chapter in building out parts of your life that you've maybe never built out before and developing yourself. And so that's one of them. You can actually pick these resources up at pioneerpurpose.com. That's pioneerpurpose.com on our shop. But the other one would be the Pioneer Purpose Individual Online Course. It's a 12-module course. There's over 48 lessons. You're going to go through hundreds of introspective questions that are going to help you in 12 main categories of life. And so some of these areas are your thoughts, your words, and your actions. You go through personal development. You go through your identity. You go through building your dream. And so this is just an incredible life-building course. We've sold this to companies, to schools, but individuals go through this and truly have the opportunity to change their life. And so the Pioneer Purpose Individual Course is incredible. Another one would be, we just launched this. It's on pre-order, but it's the marriage journals for him and her. My wife and I wrote these marriage journals just for anyone that has a marriage or in a relationship and wants to make an investment into it where they can actually do an activity together, right? So you read a part of the journal. It's very short, half of one page. You answer two questions with each other, and then you go to the next day. And it's 30 days, 30 ways to his and her heart. And so just a really cool resource that you could pick up. But all of those are at pioneerpurpose.com. Okay, so what's next in the journey? Oh my gosh, so many people ask me this. We've got a big event coming up. We've got an incredible year coming to an end here. But ultimately, what's next in our journey is to continue to create meaningful resources and things that can help other people. And so through our nonprofit, we really want to continue to build into this area of education and helping education systems enhance and transform and develop and become better, whether that's teachers or superintendents or students' experience or leadership, district leadership. We are serving schools at an unprecedented way. We've never had this level of access and favor in schools. And so if you know anyone that's a teacher or a superintendent or a principal or assistant superintendent or any of those, vice principal, assistant principal, just kind of send them our way. We'd love to help them out. We're doing some pretty cool things. And that's really what's next, is to continue to get students to give them a chance to change their life. So, okay, I want to ask this question. I think this is one of the last questions too. Yeah. So a lot of people are asking me is, what about the Dreamcast? So what about your podcast, Daniel? Are you going to launch into another season here soon after a little break? or are you going to do another podcast? So, you know, I've been really bouncing around this idea of doing another podcast here called, I don't know exactly what it's going to be called, but something learning on purpose. And it's going to be geared specifically towards education institutions like high schools and middle schools, and helping them create meaningful learning experiences in their schools and classrooms. And so I'm thinking about doing something like that. But in the interim, I'm going to be really considering launching and doing one more season of the Dreamcast podcast. During this season, I'm not going to do what we've done, which has been launch one podcast every week, but I am going to be doing interviews. I want you to know that. Stay tuned. Don't stop checking in with us. I'm going to be launching many episodes, new episodes of the Dreamcast podcast here and there over the next several months, if not quarters. And just people that are really spectacular interviews that I think would be very interesting, I'm going to put them up here, and they'd be part of this third season. But ultimately, also take a look at some of what we're doing with purpose in schools, because that might be where our next podcast goes. But again, I guess to leave this podcast and all of the seasons and episodes and energy and time that we put into this, I just want to say thank you. If you have any personal questions, why don't you email me, send me a message through my website at danielbezinski.com, send me a message on social media. Please tell me how the podcast has changed your life. I think that all of what we've put into this, what would mean so much to me is if you took 30 seconds and went on to Facebook and just sent me a message about how the podcast has helped you, because it really will help me understand the value that we've put into this podcast in conjunction to the value of what it's given you and how it's changed your life. So, hey, so thankful to have you be a listener and a part of the community of the Dreamcast podcast. Go out, make your dream a reality, and we'll see you soon.